我希望做一对我上次的讲道做一个简短的一个复习。
This is a response to the last. We're going to review a little bit about the last sermon.
上个月我曾经与大家交通罗马书第一章第一节，就是有关保罗是耶稣基督的仆人。
Last month I shared with you about Romans chapter 1 verse first about Paul being the bond servant of Jesus Christ.
照原文来说，也就是保罗是耶稣基督的奴隶。
Another way to saying is that Paul saying to him, he saying that he himself is the slave of Jesus Christ.
这是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of this?
也就是说，保罗的身体、他的时间、他一切所有的一切，都是属于他的主人的，又就是基督耶稣。
That means that the Paul's body, his time, his body, whatever he possesses, is belong to his master, who is Jesus Christ.
他就能安心于把他自己的一切交托于他的主人。
He will be at ease to give all his future by the planning of his master.
那我们会觉得，如果我们是一个仆人的话，是比较放轻松呢，还是不放轻松？
So if we become a servant like Paul,Will we be relaxed or not relaxed?
实际上我们可以想想，我们如果是自己是房东的话，是比较紧张呢，还是我们是房客比较紧张？
So imagine, are you the renter or the tenant would be anxious, or you the person who rent, who own the building would be anxious?
当我们有这个概念的时候，我们的人生态度也就会不一样。
When we have such a concept, how we face a life is going to be totally different.
如果我今天去电影院看电影，
For example, we will go to a theater to watch a movie.
然后我看那个大荧幕，我很喜欢。
When we see the big screen, we're really happy.
然后我就想把那个大荧幕带回家。
So I would like to pick the whole big screen, go take it home.
人家会觉得我是神经病。
They say people will think I'm crazy.
我说那是我的。
I say this is mine.
然后他说。这根本原来不是你的，你为什么就要去要
呢？ Actually, this is not belong to you. Why you want to get it?
所以，当我们知道我们一切的拥有的一切都是属于神的时候
，So when we know that all we have possess is belong to God，
我的时间是神的
，Our time belong to God，
我的工作是神的
，Our work belong to God，
我的妻子孩子是神的
，Our wife and the children belong to God，
我的学问是神的
，Our education belong to God，
我房子车子一切都是他的
，Our car our building belong to God。
我就懂得怎么侍奉。
Then we know how to serve God.
如果我觉得孩子、妻子、我所有的时间、我的工作都是我的
，If you think that our children, our wife, and a career and a job belong to us，
我发现我自己有一个问题。
Then we find out we have one problem.
我没办法侍奉。
We cannot serve.
I cannot serve.
I cannot serve.
我觉得我每放出一点，我都觉得在割肉。
Because when I let go a little bit, I thought I'm cutting my flesh.
但是如果我一个仆人的认知的话
，But however, if I have a concept of being a slave,
哎，我就轻松了。
Then I would be relaxed.
如果我今天工作出了问题，是谁的责任呢
？If I have problem at work, whose responsibility would it be？
如果我今天生病，是谁的责任呢
？If I were sick to this today, whose responsibility would it be？
如果我的小孩出了问题，是谁的责任
？If our children have problems, whose responsibility would it be？
哇，那不是轻松了
？Then we'll be relaxed. Then we'll be
哎，不是我一个人拥有那个东西啊，这是神拥有的。那我没工作，那神你负责喽
？So we'll be relaxed because we know that it's not our responsibility. Then it's God will be take care of us.
这是一个纵向的一个认知，我们对神的一个认知。
This is an understanding is between a horizontal understanding.
而另一个有关仆人的认知是什么呢
？Another understanding is this about slave.
就是我们不要去跟另一个仆人去比。
So that we will not compare to another servant.
我记得我儿子小的时候。
I remember when my son was young.
我记得他还在妈妈肚子里面的时候，我们家就开放家里，就不停的有人在我们家每个礼拜都聚会。
So every week, when my son was young, I opened my house. We have a family meeting every week.
等到我儿子大概七八岁开始的时候，开始也有其他的小朋友到我们家聚会。
Until that time that is at the seven and eight years, we come at seven eight years old, we have other children come to my home, came to my home to have a meeting.
结果每个礼拜聚完会的时候，我说你要收完家里才准去睡觉。
So after each cell group meeting, I told my son, he said, you have to clean up every toys you have before you go to sleep.
结果从八岁开始，他每个礼拜五都是到一点以后才睡觉。
So every Friday, up to the cell group meeting, he won't go to sleep until 1 o'clock at night.
所以每个礼拜五来说，对他真是又爱他又恨。
And every Friday, to him is that he hated and also loving it.
哇，他说有小朋友来了，好开心啊。
He loving it because his other children came and then he can play with them.
然后，但是他们一走，我说你要收。
But when they come, when they're gone, and he to clean up, he gets sad.
终于有一次到九岁的时候。
At last, when he was 9 years old.
我们现在可以安排到有另一家人也开放家里。
We have another family who opened their home for the cell group.
哇，他开心的不得了！我那个老大真是很精的，他总是在那边算。
My oldest one is so happy at that time, knowing that the meeting will not held in their home.
哇，他在那天哇第一次去开心的玩到大概11点了。
They so happy they go there and play until 11 o'clock.
然后我跟他说：“你收完人家家，你再走。”
I tell him that you had to clean up other people's the toys in other people's place before you leave.
哇，他气死了。
He is so mad at that time.
他说为什么我自己家要收，我到人家家也要收。
So why is he has to told me that why I have to clean up my home and also have to go to other people's home and clean up their mess?
那他说那人家的小孩呢？
How about the other kid?
我跟他说，对不起，你是我小孩。
I'm sorry, you are my kid.
啊，所以他那个。我那个时候真的父子关系有点僵了，那个时候。
So our relationship was really difficult at that time.
我猜我那个时候我大儿子最大的心愿是什么呢
？So my guess is what's his biggest wish my oldest son want?
就是他不是我儿子。
His wish is that I'm not going to belong to George.
哦，但是我后来他慢慢长大之后，哎，他说哦，原来我就是他爸爸，他没有选择。
So when he grow up, he find out This is my father. After all, I cannot no choice whatsoever.
别人家的小孩有别人家小孩的责任。
The other kid belong to other parents had their own responsibility.
那同样的，我们今天认知耶稣基督是我们个人的主的时候。
So when we knowing the concept is our Lord, Heavenly Father is our Lord.
我们主要的负责是跟我们的主负责。
Our responsibility and accountability is to our God, ourselves.
至于别的仆人要怎么样服侍，他们有也许更重的责任是我们不知道的。
As far as other servants who had different responsibility and how they serve is not related to us, to our.
保罗在罗马书信后面说：“你不要去管其他的仆人，你把自己管好。”
In Romans chapter 4, in Romans and the Romans is saying that do not worry about what other people.Do you just have to take care yourself?
所以我们有仆人认知的时候，建立了两种更清楚的了解，对人生更清楚的了解。
So when we have this understanding of concept of being a slave servant to Jesus Christ, we have two understanding.
一个是纵向的，一个是横向的。
One is vertical, the other one is horizontal.
接下来我们看，我就继续。保罗继续讲说他是奉召为使徒的人。
The next we have to look into he is an apostle called by God.
那使徒这一词是什么意思呢
？What does it mean by being an apostle?
这个意思就是一个是被差遣出去执行任务的人叫做使徒。
Is a person who was sent out to accomplish a mission.
那原文在根据希腊文来说，原文的意思就是任务，就是 mission 的意思。
The original Greek is the root word is had a mission meaning.
一旦受了任务的人，他一旦出去的时候，他就是要执行任务。
Once this person accept his submission, he would go there and start doing the mission.
而不单单他去做那个任务，他的那个人的本身就代表了任务。
Not only that he is doing this mission, but he himself, his person, represent that mission.
使徒不单单只是一个工作的头衔。
The apostle is not only the title for a job.
他乃是一个专职的一个身份。
This is a vocation, it's a profession.
因为当我们知道我们有个不同身份的时候，我们做人处事的态度就会整个都不同。
When we understand who we are, and then our concept will be changing, will change.
这一天的开学日的时候，小杰的妈妈在早上看到已经八点多了，小杰还没有起床。
One day, little Jimmy was supposed to get up in the morning. However, the mommy found out that little Jimmy is still sleeping.
那妈妈就急了，冲进了小杰的房间，踢他屁股一下。
So when he goes to find out that mommy go to his room, his room and kick little Jimmy on the butt.
Jimmy 啊，已经八点多了，赶快上学啊，怎么还不起来？
He's saying to his son, Jimmy, saying that it's already o'clock already. You had to get up and go to school.
小杰抱怨说：“我不要。”
Little Jimmy grumbled, saying that I don't want to go.
妈妈跟他说：“你至少要给我三个理由，为什么你今天不要去上学？”
So mommy says that you had to give me three reasons why you don't want to go to school.
小杰说：“因为学校的同学讨厌我。”第一点
，first reason is my classmate hate me.
第二点，老师不喜欢我。
Second, the teacher doesn't like me.
第三点，我讨厌学校。
The third, I hate school.
那妈妈就生气地说。
The mother was really angry and said this.
我现在给你三个理由，你非去学校不可。
I give you three reasons that you have to go.
第一点，你已经长大了。
First, you already grown up already.
你不应该抱怨这些事情。
You shouldn't put this in your heart.
第二点，上学是你的责任。
Second, that go to school is your responsibility.
第三点，你是校长。
First, I'm your principal.
这个我过去有讲过这个笑话。
Maybe last time I talked about it.Talk.
但是如果他是校长的话，他应该对他去上学的责任，他有一个不同的感受。
Oh,
It's okay.
It's the kid is the principal. Sorry. Sorry, I missed that. The Jimmy is the principal that he need to go to school. So okay, sorry.
使徒是一个有使命感的一个职分。
To be an apostle has to have a mission-minded person.
这与其他的工作是不同的。
It's different from other career work.
跟电脑工程师、跟会计师，或者说，你做餐馆，或者说你不论做生意，这是不同的。
It's different from people like electrical engineering or accounting, or work in a restaurant. It's quite different at all.
使徒更像是一位医生。
It's more like a doctor.
他不论在上班的时间还是下班的时间。
Doesn't matter when you go working on time or when he's off.
不论他是坐飞机还是坐船。
Doesn't matter he's on a plane or on a boat.
一旦有人病危，他就有一个义不容辞的一种心态要出去救人。
Once somebody got sick, he had the heart to take care of the person no matter what.
这乃是医生他本身的一种使命感。
Because this is their sense of mission.
保罗说他是被奉召的。
Paul saying that he was called to be apostle.
他是奉召成为使徒。
He's called to be apostle.
那因此如果他是被召的话，他要主要负责的对象就是那召他的那一位。
The most important the person that he need to be responsible accountable is the person that calling him.
在六零年代到七零年代，美国有一个非常有名的电视影集。
From 1960 to 1970, there's in America there's a really famous TV show.
把这个给大家看一下，让70年代以前生的有点怀旧的感觉啊。
Let you guys see it. Whoever born before 1970, you had a refreshing memory, and then.
这个电视影集呢，香港翻作职业特工队。
In Hong Kong, the name for it is a special mission team.
那台湾翻译叫做虎胆妙算，如果大家还记得的话。
In Taiwan, a different name is the gut of the tiger.
那后来这因为这个影集非常有名，后来就转拍了许多其他不同的电视节目，都相似类似这个，后来也变成电影。
So eventually, because so famous, so well popular, they become a movie.
那这每一集一刚开始呢，一定会有一个影像出来，就是剧中的主角呢，他会收到一个非常神秘的一个录音带。
It's always is that in every episode that each start out with that the main character will receive a recording, talk about a mission they have to do.
然后他就放这个录音带的时候，他就短短的听这个录音带一分钟。
So about this dangerous mission, the person will listen to this recording one time.
这个里面告诉他将要执行的任务。
It tell you what he had to do in that mission.
然后在5秒钟之内，这个录音带自动销毁。
And in 5 seconds, this recording will be self-destruct.
那剧中人就必须把这个任务牢记在心。
So that person had to memorize this mission.In their heart.
然后他就必须召集队友一起要达成任务。
So he had to get all those the coworker, the staff that he need to accomplish this mission.
但是在这个录音带当中提了一句话，非常有意思。
But in this recording, they talk about one statement that is really have interesting.
他说：“你不论生死，你要达成任务。”
Doesn't matter you die living or dead, you have to finish this mission.
因为不论这个当中其中的你要遇到多大的危险
，Doesn't matter what common danger you have faced in this mission，
不论当中你可能会多么的紧张
，It doesn't matter how much tense you are, how much you feel like really threatened at that time。
在达成任务之前，你不可以甘休
，Before you accomplish this mission, you cannot give up。
当然，这个剧情里面呢，充满了惊险刺激了。
Of course, this episode was so filled with thrill and excitement.
当然，里面每一个特工几乎都经历这个生命的危险。
So every agent was facing a life and death situation.
但是每集的结局都是怎么样
？So, but however, what will happen every time at the ending? What will happen to the story?
毫发无伤，都没事。
Everybody will escape and accomplish the mission without a scratch.
为什么那么危险的任务，他们到最后结果都没事呢
？So such a dangerous mission, then everybody is no problem without a scratch.
因为那是编剧写的嘛。
Because the person who writing the plot wrote it.
他们死了就没下一集了。
They got killed. There's no next episode.
所以编剧老早知道整个故事，他们到最后一定安然无恙。
So the person who wrote that, the author wrote that, is knowing that is at the end of it, everybody will be safe.
今天保罗是使徒，他的呼召者是谁呢
？So today is the Paul is apostle. Who calling him?
是谁给他这个任务的呢
？Who gave him this mission?
保罗他说，乃是在万国之中叫人为耶稣基督的名信服真道，那一位差遣我的。
It say who call him is the person who call him is to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that come from faith for his name's sake.
现在问题是保罗接受这个任务的时候，他必须要想一想，我是谁啊
？So when is actually we have to think about when Paul accept this mission, he had to think about who am I？
我怎么能够跑到万国去，让所有的人都听信福音呢
？How can I go to the world to spread this gospel？
他是谁啊？他是成吉思汗吗
？Who is he？ Is he Genghis Khan？
他是亚历山大吗
？Is he Alexander the Great？
他凭什么能够影响万国呢
？What he has that he can affect the whole world？
他有电话吗
？Does he have telephone？
他有 internet 吗？有 website 吗
？Does he have internet and website？
他有飞机吗
？Does he have airplane？
他怎么能够达到这种任务呢
？So how can he accomplish such a mission？
那经文怎么说他呢
？So what did the Bible say？
经文说到，论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫生的，后裔生的。
In the third verse, it says that regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David.
按圣善的灵说是从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And who through the spirit of holiness were appointed the son of God in power by his resurrection and death, Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分。
Through him we receive grace and apostleship.
原来保罗之他赶去传福音。
So that the reason that Paul and have a courage to spread the gospel.
因为给使命的是神。
Because the person who gives this mission is God.
所以他知道他可以达成这个任务。
So he knows that he can accomplish his mission.
保罗曾经在使徒行传记载保罗他是怎么接受使命的。
It's recorded in the book of Acts to tell about how this Paul accepted this mission.
保罗有一次回到耶路撒冷的时候。
Paul, when he, one time, when we turned back to Jerusalem,
主基督耶稣再一次跟他说：“你要去传福音，
God,
你要离开这里。”
God told him, "You have to leave this place."
保罗领受这个任务是出自于至高神。
God accept Paul accept this this mission is from the our holy God.
是赐恩惠的神。
The God who give us grace
是知道人类过去跟未来的神。
Is a God who know the human history, the past and the future.
也就是说，这一位赐任务的人，他知道保罗的过去，也知道保罗的未来。
So that means that this God can know Paul's past and also know Paul's future.
他就是耶稣基督王，弥赛亚。
He is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
他而且他是已经战胜死亡了。
And also he triumphed through death.
既然是一位已经战胜死亡，而且知道保罗过去未来的神，保罗没有理由不听了。
So knowing that this God is Lord Jesus Christ who triumphed death and know Paul's past and future, there's no way that Paul will refuse such a mission.
他也非听不可。
He cannot not listen to this command.
因为他是生命的主，因此他保罗听了也是安心笃定的听从。
So because this is God alive, so that Paul, when he hear it and follow it, his heart is at ease.
今天我们在地上的公司。
Today's in the company, in all the company and on the earth.
不论你是多么伟大。
Doesn't matter how big you are.
你也不能预测未来太远。
You cannot predict the future too far ahead.
想想 IBM 40年前就像当今的 Google 跟 Apple 加起来一样。
And 14 years ago, the IBM is like the Google and Apple added together.
但是如今 IBM 大概最多只能预测三个月以后的事情，或三年以后的事情。
Right now, IBM, the most you can take, the company can predict is three years later on what will happen.
还经常出错。
And a lot of time would be even make a mistake to in their prediction.
今天再好的公司也不能为员工的未来打包票。
Doesn't matter how good company is, you cannot guarantee the work for your workers.
他也不知道给他员工的任务到最后能成功还是不能成功。
They are not even sure that the mission they give it to the worker whether they accomplish or not.
但是如果今天赐下任务的是那掌管历史的神，你说这个任务会不会成功呢？
But you imagine the one who give this mission is the holy heavenly Father God who created the universe. Do you think this mission will accomplish or not?
而神统管的范畴是无限的。
But also the God control is boundless, is infinite.
他的决定权是超越我们所有的限制。
His the power for his to decide things is beyond our understanding, beyond our control.
我就想到我小儿子，也许他在他十八岁以前，在我自己家中长大儿子在我家中长大的时候。
That make me think about my oldest son when he grew up in my home.
也许我对他有某种的权利，他非听我的不可。
So I have certain thing that, certain authority that he need to listen to me.
但是当他一毕业的时候，我管不到，也管不了。
When he grow up and then graduate in college, I cannot control him. I cannot. There's no way I can do that.
实际上，当他毕业的时候，我就想他将来大概很怕，不想去聚会了。
So when I think about when he grow up, I thought he may not want to go to church.
结果没想到，他刚他毕业的时候，第一次有自己的公寓的时候。
So when he graduated, first get rent an apartment.
结果他跟我说，他第一项要准备的是什么？是把我吓了一跳。
So do you know that what he first saying that he want to get for his apartment is surprised me.
他说他要准备沙发跟椅子。
He need to prepare a sofa and a chairs.
我说做什么？
我说 What's for？
他说每个星期要请人到我家聚会啊。
So every week I need to invite people to come and have a Bible study.
我就知道我不能掌管他。
So I know that I cannot control him.
但是神可以掌管他。
But God can control him.
这是超越范围的。
So it's beyond the it's beyond boundless. God controls.
神如果是那差遣任务的那一位的话。
But God is the one who sent a mission.
他是没有限制的。
He's no can. There's no limit for him.
我们也可以安心的放在他手里。
There's no limit for him. We can at ease that put it in God's hand.
实际上，当保罗知道他可以被神呼召的时候
，So once we know, Paul know that he is been sent by God.
实际上，保罗对自己说：“我实在不配，我是一个大罪人。”
But actually, Paul feeling that he's unworthy because he's a sinner.
我没有资格承受这样的圣洁的使命。
I have no eligibility to or qualification to accept this mission.
因为他当时是迫害基督徒的人。
Because at that time he was persecuting Christians.
以至于当保罗接受到神的差遣之后
，So when Paul accepting God, the calling of God,
他实际上花了14年的时间。才把这个使徒的职责消化成，以至于他能付诸于行动。
Actually, Paul had 14 years to digest this calling from God.
他后来了解到，既然是神呼召，他必能让他被他呼召的人达成任务。
So he understood that because God called him, therefore he can accomplish this mission.
他也渐渐明了，他原来他早在他妈妈肚子里面的时候，神已经在预备他成为使徒了。
So he understood that when he even inside the mother's womb, God already prepared him to be apostle.
原来他的成长的环境是在个罗马的拉丁文化里面。成长的也在希腊文化当中成长的。
Because he grew up in the Greek culture and also in Roman, Latin culture.
他也就在希伯来文化的家庭长大。
He also grew up in the Hebrews family.
因此，他可以跟各种文化的人传福音。
So therefore, he can spread the gospel in different people in different culture.
实际上，今天你我也是在主内被呼召成为。一个特殊任务的人。
But actually nowadays we are called to be calling for this special mission.
保罗告诉我们，实际上我们是蒙召，每一位信主的人都是蒙召做圣徒的。
So actually Paul saying to us is everyone is called to be saint.
也许我们觉得我们不配。
Maybe we think that we are unworthy.
我们是罪人。
We are sinner.
但是要记得呼召的人是谁啊？
But you understand who calling us?
是神呢、啊、
？Is God，
他会使愿意回应呼召的人能够成就他的旨意的。
He will make sure that person who call will be accomplishes the task.
如果我们是被呼召的话
，If we have been called，
我们的人生就没有空发呆了。
Our life would not be purposeless.
而且在马太福音最后，主曾经跟我们说我们要去使万民做我的门徒。
But you can tell, especially in the book of Matthew, the last verse is go to down all over the world and make this, baptize them and make them disciple.
因此我们也被呼召要出去传福音。
Therefore, we have to be called and go to preach the gospel.
实际上为了这个使命，我们也在妈妈肚子里面，神老早就在预备我们了。
So when we inside the mother's womb, the God already prepared us.
他安排我们过去一路的学习。
They prepare our education.
我们一切所有的伤痛
our suffering, our bitterness, our sadness,
我们所有的经历
all our experience,
这一切都能 使他们成为我们能够达成任务的本钱。
This is the capital that we can, so the God giving to us so that we can accomplish his task.
因此我们的人生有了方向，有了目标。
Therefore, we have purpose or direction where we're heading.
如果我们不知道我们有任务的话
we don't know we have a mission to do.
如那这样子，我们过去所有的伤痛都是所谓的白白受苦，没有意义。
So all the suffering we've had the past year is really had meaningless. We're suffering for nothing.
我们之所以受苦，就是为着我们能够达成我们神要给我们的任务。
All the suffering we have faced, all the experience we have faced is to help us to accomplish what God asks us to do.
神今天把我们放在一个荣耀的地位，让我们能够被他差遣。
God gave us in a glorious position so that we can be called and to goTo spread his gospel.
不是我们要来的，乃是人要荣耀的神所赐的。
不是 we want it, it's given by God.
既然他这么呼召，我们就必须要跟上。
If he called us this way, we had to follow him.
接下来保罗说到他受使命的内容是什么？
The next is we talk about what is the content of being an apostle.
保罗说他受使命的内容是特派传神的福音的。
The content is especially just the gospel.
并且要在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道。
Is that so that he spread the gospel to the whole world for his name's sake?
因此保罗跟罗马教会这样子写出来的意义是什么？他在跟罗马教会说，请你不要觉得唐突，我现在写这封信给你。
So actually, what is Paul saying to the Romans? Don't be surprised I'm writing this letter to you.
因为这是神给我的任务，要让万民的万国的民听到他的福音，信服他的真道。
Because this is God gave me a mission that so that everyone in the world will understand, believe in him, his name, through this truth.
既然保罗的使命是要传到万国的话
We know that the mission for the Paul is to spread the gospel to the whole world.
我想他赶快要开始翻月历、翻年历跟看手表。
So he must be really look at the calendar and look at his watch.
因为时间有限。
Because life is a limit.
我们也许都有计划我们自己的退休金，觉得说我将来可以活几年。
So we will plan ahead on how much we accumulate for retirement fund so that we will live how long we're going to live.
但是如果我们想到我们还有个使命，然后再翻开我们生命大概还有几年的时候，各位，你要好好的计划，时间不多了。
So we know that we have limited time in our life and we plan ahead how we're going to retire. And we know that we have limited time, so we have to plan ahead andGrab hold every opportunity.
因为保罗知道他自己生命有限，他必须抓紧每一个机会。
Because Paul knows that his life is limited, only short time, so he had to take hold every opportunity.
包括在罗马的教会
including the church in Rome.
因此他也想尽办法，希望能够到罗马去。
So he think he should try every way to go to Rome to see.
保罗当他知道有这个使命的时候，他就知道他必须要无时无刻的传。
Once he know that have this mission, he Paul know that doesn't matter what circumstances, he need to spread the gospel.
而且需要跟每一个不同种族的人传。
Not only every circumstances, but different people, different culture, he need to spread the gospel.
这个任务改变了保罗整个人。
This kind of concept, a commission, changed Paul totally.
他以前是民族主义的啊，就犹太人万岁。
Oh, in the past, he was so proud of being an Israelite. For him, the Israel Jewish people is the number one.
但是当他知道神要让他传给万民的时候， 他的心胸扩大了。
So once he know that God want him to spread the, to the Gentile, to the world, his heart will be widened.
哦，我们也不是一样吗？Are we the same?
Are we the same?
我们也许从香港来的，我、哦、哎，对不起，我只传那个在香港长大的是广东人，我才去传福音。
Or maybe we come from Hong Kong, or we just suspect the people who speak Cantonese and come from Hong Kong.
我是台湾南部来的，我只传台湾南部的人。
Or we are come from the Taiwan, the southern district of Taiwan, so I go to spread the gospel only to southern district of Taiwan.
上海人，哎呀，只要上海外面的人，我都不接触。
So other than maybe I'm from Shanghai, then other than Shanghai people, I will not contact. I will not talk to them.
但是福音奇妙的东西在这。
The special about the gospel is this.
当我们认识福音以及去传福音的时候
，When we understand this gospel and then spread the gospel,
我们的人生观会有个变化。
Our life will change.
我们看到的是人的灵魂。
What we see is God's people's soul.
不是看到那个人是我的老乡。
Not only seeing that the person is belong to my own hometown.
而且是无时无刻的传。
Is okay said to doesn't matter what situation, what time, and what circumstance we will spread the gospel.
我有一个牙医朋友。
I have a friend who is a dentist.
他前面一直觉得他在牙医很忙，他没办法做教会的事工，他没办法传福音。
So he felt like that being a dentist, he's so busy, it's difficult to spread the gospel and work and serve in the church.
然后他觉得对教会很亏欠。
He feels lacking to the church.
到后来有一天想通了。
But one day a light bulb dawned on him.
然后他说：“哎呦，我每次在做牙的时候，那个病人不能回嘴。”
So every time you say to me, every time I doing the teeth, the patient cannot talk at all.
他就可以花一个小时的时间传福音，然后那个人不可以有反应。
So he has spent a whole hour spread the God, tell them about the gospel, and the person would not talk back at all.
结果以至于所有的病人都是他传福音的对象。
So every patient he become his target of the person potential person he can spread the gospel.
哦，这个就是无时无刻我们自己成为一个传福音的人了。
So they transform him, and then let us know that we can spread the gospel in any time, any situation.
今天我们主外之家也是。
Nowadays, in the house of Christ's love, is like this.
我们教会很小，也许没有很够的资金能够到世界各地去传福音。
Our financial or our ability is limited. We cannot go to the whole world to spread the gospel.
然后我们这边的人口也不多。
Also, our people is not that much around here.
哎，但是我们有客人会来。
But people do come, a visitor do come.
哎，我们来了一次，让他感觉到耶稣基督的爱。
So when they first come, we will let them feel the God's love.
哇，到爱他到溺爱的地步。
Love is so intense, let them feel it.
等他离开的时候，他在记得这个福音的感受，他就离开了这里，福音也传出去了。
So when they first came in, they feel the love and they feel the love from the gospel, then in their heart, and then as they go back to your hometown, they want to seek God.
第二个，保罗所在这个他的任务当中所学到的另一个意义是什么呢？
The second thing that Paul learned from this mission,
他发现这个任务他不是出于保罗自己的喜好。
This mission is not come from what he liked to do,
也不是人为的建议。
It's not a recommendation from other
people. 是从神来的。
It's come from God.
是神说要我接触你们这个罗马教会的信徒们。
See, God wants us to want Paul himself to contact the church in Rome.
我们今天被差遣，也是神要我们去接触周遭的人。
So when we today like nowadays the same way that God wants us to send us to contact other people.
我请问大家 ，UPS、FedEx 以及邮差，它主要的负责的对象是谁呢
？So let me ask you, what's the UPS and FedEx? What the main the goal? Who's the 对象
？To be responsible for.
Oh, who are they responsible for?
是那个要他送东西的，还是他要接收的人呢
？The main thing is that he need to the person who received the package or the just doing sending the package.
我知道今天大家家里邮箱里面的80%是 junk mail， 都是一些垃圾这种广告。
So I understand a lot of time when you open the mailbox, there's a lot of junk mail in there.
请问那个邮差经过你家会觉得说，哎，你每次都丢掉，所以我不给你吗？
So when the postman come over every time and say, oh, every time I give you this mail, you're going to dump it anyway. Should I give it to you?
邮差不会这么想。
The postman would not think like this.
因为他主要的任务是那要他送信的人所要给他的职分，他把它达成了。
So because his mission actually come from the person who sent him the mail, he need to finish that task to pass the mail to you.
因此保罗传福音，他不怕被拒绝。
So therefore, when Paul spread the gospel, he don't worry about people refuse him.
因为主要他要负责的对象是差派他的那一位。
Because the person that he need to be accountable is the person who sent him.
之后再考虑说，我现在送的人行不行接受。
Then the next thing you're saying is that whether when I send this message to you, will you accept or not?
因此我们传福音的时候，我们也不要怕。
So when we spread the gospel, we should be afraid.
不要害羞。
Don't feel ashamed.
怕觉得人家大概不会听我讲耶稣，所以我就就不谈算了。
So when think about when we're afraid because you people will don't want us to talk about Jesus, then we stop talking.
我们要记得我们传的是神的福音啊。
So we have to understand we are spreading God's good news.
是对这个人的灵魂有帮助的。
This is helping for this person's soul.
让他得到生命的。
So that he will hear.He will have eternal life.
如果人家不愿意接受，人家反对你，他不是反对你这个人，他反对的是你传的那个信息后面的那一位啊。
If they refuse to about this gospel, he's not refusing you. He refusing the person behind this message.
第三，保罗所知从这个任务当中所知道的就是
The third thing that from this mission, Paul understand not one more things.
就算你们收信人也许不太认识我保罗这一个人
Maybe you don't understand Paul saying to the church Rome You may not understand who am I
我底下要写出来的信息请你好好的一定要听
But what I write to you What I wrote about to write to you You please listen carefully
因为信息的内容是神的福音
Because the content of this is God's gospel Is a gospel from God
不是任何其他的好消息
It's not other new good news
是从神的，是掌管宇宙那一位要赐给我们福气的信息。
This gospel is come from God, is a God who controls the universe.
而保罗要怎么样传讲这个福音呢
？So how does Paul spread this gospel?
这边很显然的，我们看到一件事情。
Obviously we see one thing.
保罗说：“我现在写信给你。”
First, I'm writing a letter to you now.
我写信的本身就是希望我能达成这个使命。
The reason to writing this letter to you because I want to accomplish this mission.
他说，也许你们收信的人不认识我。
Maybe you don't know me. The people who receive this letter doesn't know me.
但是我写信的时候不单单把福音写进去，我还写了几样很重要的东西。
Not only I write down a wrote about the gospel, but I also write down a couple of things.
他们不认识保罗。
The church room doesn't know Paul.
但是保罗却好像非常认识他们。
But the Paul seems like I would know them quite well.
原来保罗要传福音之前。
Because when Paul before he spread the gospel,
他先了解对方是有怎么样一个遭遇。
Because he will understand what kind of circumstances the trouble they have.
再根据他们的遭遇，一一的用真理来解答。
But we will understand what they're going through and using the truth in the Bible to try to resolve it.
然后每一样解答的后面又有一整套的真理。来作为支持。
So to resolve the difficulty, the problem, there is a truth, biblical truth behind it.
因此，当人家读的时候，就发现这个真理与他们的生活与生命息息相关了，是非常切身的。
So when they read about this, the truth, the biblical teaching, we realize that this is connected closely to their daily life.
当我们传福音的时候，并不了解对方的遭遇、对方的背景的时候
，When we try to spread the gospel, we don't understand their background or what they're facing at that time moment.
那我们所讲的往往都只是道理。
When we try to spread the gospel, sometimes it's just meaningless.
我记得我小学的时候，有一次美术老师跟我们说，你们要画一样东西。
I remember when I was in elementary school, the teacher tell us to draw something.
结果他美术老师要我们画自己的妈妈。
Every time is that we told us to draw our mother.
结果班上有小朋友就这样趴下来了。
So one of the children or student would be put the head down on the table.
为什么？
Why?
没有妈妈。
Because they don't have mother.
也许父母离婚了嘛。
Or maybe the parents are divorced.
或者妈妈过世了嘛。
Maybe mama's passed away.
这个老师的本意是希望画这个妈妈，让小朋友觉得喜欢自己的妈妈，想到妈妈的美好。
So the teacher actually wants him to draw about the mother. The reason is that so that they can know how good their mother is, and then remind them the mother is good, taking care of them.
本应该是一个快乐的事情。
It's supposed to be a good, happy thing.
但是对一些其他的学生却是一个痛苦的事情。
But to other students, it's become a suffering.
因此，我们传福音也是一样。
So same way we do, when we spread the gospel.
我们要了解，当我们用这样字句传出来的时候。他人生的背景一遭遇，他行不行明了，能够接受，能够欣赏这个福音呢？
So we have to understand their background, what they're facing, and see whether they can this message is connected to their lives.
今天我们在这社会当中，很多人也许自幼的时候，也许就被父亲抛弃了。
So a lot of times in this society, when they're young, the father left the family.
因此，对很多人来说，我们劈头就说：“哎呀，你要信神呐，神就像爸爸一样爱你。”
So sometimes we just have to tell the people, trust God because God love you like your father.
你一定要接受他。
You have to accept him.
他没办法体会。
They will not.
他不了解。
They don't understand. They don't realize. They cannot accept this kind of message.
但是保罗写信给罗马教会的时候，他先了解罗马教会遭遇他们的情形。
So when Paul first, before Paul wrote this letter, he tried to understand what the circumstances of a difficulty they face in church of Rome.
他用同理心去了解他们的经历。
He uses he sympathized what they're facing at that moment.
然后他再用福音的真理，让他们能够看见拯救以及希望。
So they're using the truth in the gospel so that let them see.The salvation and the hope in the gospel.
另一个保罗他传福音的管道是什么呢？
Another way Paul spread the gospel.
他说我要到你们当中，我要把我的生命活给你们看。
In other words, I want to come to you because I want to manifest myself. No, I want to show my life to you.
我要用我的行动告诉我爱你们。
I'm using my action to show that I love you.
是的，我们许多的时候，我们觉得用语言传比较自然一点。
So sure, we would like to use in our mouth to spread the gospel.
但是各位知道，当你用语言传的时候，会带出来一个结果是什么呢？
Do you know what happened when you spread the gospel using your mouth?
就是当你一传出来的时候。
So when you spread, when you open your mouth,
大家就用听到的，然后检验你的生命。
When they hear you, and then they will go back and look at you, and then examine your character.
你说，你跟我说神说我们要诚实。
You tell me that we should, like for example, you tell me that we should be honest.
然后我就看你的生命，你到底诚实不诚实。
So I will look at your life. Are you honest or not?
哦，你说我们要有爱心，那我就看你生命有没有耐心。
So when you say that you need love, and then when the person will ask, do you have love in your life?
因此，当我们传福音给自己家人的时候，我们就发现做许多的挣扎，以及不容易。
So that's why when we try to spread the gospel to our relative, our family member.It finds ourselves really difficult.
然后这么多年来，我发现一件事情。
All this year, I found out one thing.
也许对自己家人、亲密的朋友最容易传福音的方式。
Actually, the best way to spread the gospel of a close relative or friends.
就是把自己生命的改变活在他们面前。
is actually show our changed life in front of them.
然后让他们自己问你发生了什么事。
So they would ask why, what's going on with you?
因此保罗说我切切地想到你那边，我不单单要用话语，我要让你们看见一个有福音生命的人是怎么样过日子的。
So Paul was saying that I really, really want to go to your place and I want you to see what the person with the gospel will change by God with how they live among you.
因为今天我们所有都是被神呼召的人。
Well, all of us has been called by God.
我们都是传福音的人。
We all have to spread the gospel.
在某一方面我们就有如那个职业特工队 the Mission Impossible 那个 force 一样。
Some way that we are like the agents in the Mission Impossible.
我们接受这个任务。
We accept this mission.
牢记了。
We memorize it.
我们就把它达成。
We will accomplish, try to accomplish.
但是跟职业特工队不同的一点是什么呢？
But what different from the mission the agents in the Mission Impossible?
他们是在过程当中不择手段。
Because go through what happened, what we're seeing that throughout the whole mission, they would try do you everything, every means possible.
但是我们却在过程当中每一个细节都在彰显神的性情和他的荣耀。
But what we difference is that every little action, every little expression, what we try to express our gospel, we have to manifest God's love and God's glory.
因为我们过程当中就在传福音。
Because during those time and time action, and we are spreading gospel through our life too.
我们教会自己也有很多事情要去运作。
And so also that our in church activity.
但是在这过程当中，我们就必须在每一项都能荣耀神。
So in those process, in every turn, we have to be glorify God.
我们也要去上学，我们也要去上班，我们在家里有不同的事情，每一个生命的过程当中都在彰显神的荣耀。
So we have to go to work, we have to go to school, but every minute, every time, we have to glorify God for our life, for our action.
这样子人才可以从我们生命当中看见福音。
So that people will see the gospel in our lives.
保罗是一位有使命的人。
Paul is a person with a mission.
他为主付出了行动。
He gave up for Christ. He gave up. He put in action. Put his life in action.
他传福音的时候用文字传，用语言传。
Not only that, he using a word that he spread the gospel.
他用行动传。
He also use action.
他也要传给万民。
He also want to spread to all throughout the world.
看起来在他短短生命当中，这是一个不可能的任务。
So look at it, it's just a short life. How can he accomplish this mission?
但是保罗顺服了。
But Paul submit to God.
因为呼召的人是神。
Because the person who called him is God.
结果整个西方社会就是因为保罗的传道跟他的顺服被翻转。
So we can see that because of Paul's submission, the Western world is changed because of Paul spreading gospel throughout the Western world.
西方社会的转变改变了整个人类的历史。
And this change of Western world changed the human history.
他任务他达到。
He accomplished the task God given to him.
不是因为他有能力。
Not because he has power.
而是他顺服了。
Because he submit.
今天神给我们的使命是要传福音给万民。
Today God gave us the mission, commissioned us to spread the gospel to the world.
不是因为我们有能力。
Not because we have power, ability.
只是要我们去顺服。
It's actually want us to be submit to him.
神自己设定出来的任务，他一定会让呼召被呼召的人能够达成。
This is missions set up by God, and He will accomplish this mission, and through the people who commission.
只要我们顺服。
The only thing is the person who been commissioned need to submit to God.
只要认为我们是主的仆人。
The only thing we have to know that we are God's servant.
愿主祝福大家。
May God bless you all.
我们一起做个祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的恩主。
Dear Heavenly Father.
福音是你赐给我们的恩典。
The gospel is your blessing to us.
你让我们看见人生的盼望。
We can see the hope in us.
以及得到永生。
So we can see the eternal life.
主因此赐给我们能力以及动力。
So give us the ability and auto motivation.
让我们接触到的所有的人都能享受这福音。
So whoever we contact with will be enjoying and receive this blessing of a gospel.
我们将祷告是奉主基督耶稣的。
Pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.